Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Feldick with the Daily Inspiration today, starting in on day one of the week. And my theme for the week will be the Word of God, or what does the Bible say about the Bible or the Word of God. Specifically, look at the area of reproof and correction in the Word of God, because something that has come to my attention or brought to my mind, and the Lord's been pressing on me, is there seems to be a tendency in each of us, I should say, and it becomes more prevalent in certain situations to read the Word of God only for the hope and the comfort that we can gain from it. Now, the Word of God certainly does give much hope and comfort. Psalm 119, verse 49 and 50 say, "Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life." Romans 15:4 says, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." So there is lots of hope and comfort in the scriptures. But I'm a little bit troubled. It seems to me that as churches or individuals cool off and slide into lukewarmness, that there is a tendency to read the Bible for comfort alone and not for reproof and correction. There's a tendency to let the culture that we find ourselves in determine what is right and what is wrong. Excuse me. What is acceptable and what is not. And we could spend some time on that, but let's just ponder on that for a moment. Do we take the directions, the guidelines for our life from God's Word, or does our culture, the people that we associate most closely with, determine what is acceptable and what is not? Does our culture determine what is right and what is wrong? 2 Timothy 3:16 is going to be my theme verse for the week, I believe. And Lord willing, we will spend some time looking at some of these things as the week goes on, and maybe look at some Old Testament examples and then New Testament teachings, and then we'll see if we can apply this to our life. It's something that the Lord's been pressing on me, and I want to apply this to my life, certainly. And I just want to share this with you, because whenever the Word speaks to me, it shows me that the Word of God is still alive, and that's always a good thing. So 2 Timothy 3:16 is probably a very familiar verse. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And we all know that part, I think. That's where we get the inspiration of scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So in this passage, it clearly tells us that scriptures are given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. Four things. I'm going to just look at these for briefly. Doctrine, that's teaching. So obviously the Word of God is profitable for teaching. It teaches us what God's will is for us, for our life. It teaches us if we are willing to learn. It is profitable for reproof. Reproof is when it shows us where we stand in relation to what God has commanded in His Word. So the Word of God is profitable for reproof. It shows us where we stand. It shows us who God is, what He asks of us, and where we stand. The third word here is correction. All scripture is profitable for correction. And that means it shows us the way to improvement. It gives correction, improvement of life or character, restoration to an upright or a right state. So it shows us the way, and we see that way in the Gospels. In the four Gospels, we find that way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. But all scriptures, it says, is profitable for correction. So the Word of God does not just teach and reprove us. It also gives correction. It shows us, it guides us. It helps us see, and it does strengthen, encourage, and comfort us, give us hope. And then fourthly, it gives us continuing instruction in righteousness. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness. And that is something that we continually need, no matter where we are, no matter what stage of maturity or where we find ourselves, saved or unsaved. It gives instruction in righteousness at any time in our life. We can find instruction in righteousness, and that's also something that I would like to look at this week, if we're willing. So with that, let me just pose a question to you. When you go to your church, your assembly, your congregation, are you able to share what God has been showing you in His Word as far as reproof and correction, to confess the things that need to change in your life? out of obedience to the word and not based on our feelings and emotions, but based on obedience to the word. And then to share that and give exhortation, and then also invite others to share what God has been showing of them. And that is how we exhort each other, or how we can exhort each other and not have our assembling together become a social event only, but a time of exhortation. The word says that we are to exhort one another. And that's my question and my sharing for today. As we go on, I do have some more things I would like to share on this topic, especially an example from the Old Testament that I believe is very relevant to this. So I have used up my time, I believe. So I wish you the Lord's blessing as you look to His Word for comfort and hope, and also for guidance, for instruction in your life. God bless you.